Yeah, so at the LEGO Foundation, we've spent much of the last 10 years working with our partners to research and advocate and implement for quality child development programs around the world. And what we've experienced through that process is that children's development is highly complex. So we believe that you need to first focus on the development of the holistic skills, those skills that lie at the foundation of future manifestations of how we interact with each other and how we develop what's generally called holistic skills or breadth of skills. And through that process, we've become committed to learning through play because we believe that that is the way that children are best equipped to develop those holistic skills. And indeed, that's been borne out by the research that's been conducted over that last decade, most notably the Reach Up Jamaica longitudinal study that has shown multiple benefits that come to children that have the opportunity to have play-based development during their early years. And indeed, in the nurturing care framework from some of our panelists in the WHO and World Bank and UNICEF, also strongly advocates around the importance of ensuring that young children have the opportunity to develop through learning through play. Then concurrently with that research, we've also heard from Afshan and Najat about the neurological science insights with regards to what happens during the early years when children are subject to trauma and stress and this toxic stress that develops in their brains that inhibits their overall development. And we've been working with the Harvard Center for the Developing Child to understand what role learning through play can have in the context of children that have been subjected to toxic stress types of situations and how play can be used as a means in which they can work that out of their system and make them become more resilient, help them be better communicators, and help them be more creative as a consequence of being more self-expressive. So those confluence of those two pieces of research and insights really have compelled us to move into this pressing crisis of our time with regards to the humanitarian crisis and displaced people, and looking to really accentuate and put a spotlight on the need to ensure that humanitarian relief contains a significant component looking at early childhood development and particularly methodologies by which children can help overcome the issues that they face as a consequence of those traumas and put them on a trajectory where they can become creative, engaged, lifelong learners. So that's where we're really energized to participate in these actions.
Thank you so much.